cleared ourselves, and now and then, in small ways, the world changed. I felt, and I remember feeling, angry, despairing, impatient, delighted, powerful. I think this is natural. I think that when something is wrong in the world, it is natural to say so and begin to change it. I think that above all, Dickens was an exemplary and natural writer.
That was A.L. Kennedy with tonight's The Essay. Tomorrow night at the same time, Alexander McCall Smith will be considering what he's learned from Dickens about the art of writing episodically. That's tomorrow night here on Radio 3 at the same time, 10:45. And The Essay is now available as a free download. Just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. We're also online. And it's 11 o'clock, time for Fiona Talkington with Late Junction.
I serve me time in the black ball line.
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah!
Oh, in the black ball line, I serve me time.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
The black ball ships, they are good and true.
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah! Oh,
they are the ships for me and you.
Hurrah for the black ball line!
Once there was a black ball ship,
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah, oh,
that 40 knots an hour could clip,
hurrah for the black ball line.
You will surely find a rich gold mine,
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah, oh,
just take a trip in the black ball line,
hurrah for the black ball line.
Just take a trip to Liverpool,
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah,
oh, to Liverpool at Yankee School,
hurrah for the black ball line.
The Yankee sailors you'll see there,
Timmy way, hey, hey, hurrah, oh,
with red top boots and short cut hair,
hurrah for the black ball line.
Well, that was Ewan McCall starting us off on Late Junction tonight with that song to the Black Ball shipping line, which ran twice a month between New York and Liverpool. And apparently that shanty was used for hauling on the halyards or shoving at the capstan bars. My nautical terminology is sadly lacking, but basically ropes and sails and winding gear. And apologies to all sailors listening tonight if I've got that one wrong. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. Recorded in New York City in 1927, a harmonica and guitar duo called Martin and Robert. And here they are with a Maxwell and Peoria Blues, which I guess has got something to do with an area in Illinois. Thank you. Two duos there, first of all from 1920s New York, harmonica and guitar from Martin and Robert, and then New York Today, a duo called Super 8, Stephen Crump and Mary Halverson, and a track called Escapade from their album Secret Keeper. Seven Hills is a new album on Edition Records, featuring the pianist Alexei Tuomarilla, Matt Seilertsen on bass and Olavi Luhivuori on drums, all fantastic players, beautifully recorded. Here's the title track.
Thank you. Gloria nascet scepta linda, fratio.
The very recognisable sound of the Dowland Project and John Potter from a CD out this month called Night Sessions. And there's a story behind that title. It goes back a few years when they were recording the album Care Charming Sleep for ECM. They'd all finished for the day and had dinner and a good evening with producer Manfred Eicher. And he suddenly said, let's go back into the church and record some more. Well, John Potter happened to have a book of medieval poems in his pocket, so back they went, and as John says, experienced the most remarkable hours music making I've ever experienced. Inhibitions gone and working in the moment. And there they created the music, which has now been released on Night Sessions. John joined by John Sermon, Miloš Valent and Stephen Stubbs. And before that, that was the title track from a new album on Edition Records called Seven Hills, featuring the Alexi Tuomarila trio, Alexi on piano, with Mats Eilertsen on bass and Olavi Luhivuori on drums. Now, here's another sea song, which actually fits quite well into the focus on Radio 3 this month on British music. Louis Kellen sings The Ship in Distress. It's actually based on a 16th century Portuguese ballad, but hundreds of years later was discovered in Sussex by George Butterworth.
You seamen bold who plough the ocean sea, dangers lands men never know. It's not for run or a promotion, no tongue can tell what they undergo. In the blusterous wind, in the great dark waters, our ship went drifting on the sea. Her headgear gone, and her rudder broken, which brought us to extremity. For 14 days, hot, sore, and hungry, seeing but wild water and bitter sky, poor fellows, they stood in a totter, a casting lots as to which should die. The lot it fell on Robert Jackson, whose family was so very great. I'm free to die, but oh, my comrades, let me keep lookout till the break of day. A full dressed ship, like the sun a glittering, came bearing down to their relief. As soon as this glad news was shouted, it banished all their care and grief. The ship brought to, no longer drifting, safe in St. Vincent, Cape Verde she gained. You seamen all who hear my story, pray you'll never suffer the like again.
Thank you. الحكايه مدابيك تكون روايه حكيلي على ناس زمان حكيلي عالف ليلة وليلة ولا لونجة بنت الغولة ولا ولد السلطان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية احكي وانسى باللي احنا كبار في بالك اللي رانا صغار ونمنو كل حكاية احكي لنا عالجنة احكي لنا عالنار ولا الطير اللي عمرو مطار فهمنا معنى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية يا روي كي ما حكاولك ما تزيد ما تنقص من عندك كالي شفا ولا بلاك حكي ونسينا مهاد زمان خلينا في كان يا ما كان في كان يا ما كان حاجيتك ما جيتك ودينا بعيد مدى الدنيا حاجيتك ما جيتك كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية كل واحد منا في قلبه حكاية
Storyteller, tell us a story, make it a tale. Tell me about the people of old, tell me about the thousand and one nights. Tell it just as they told you, don't add anything, don't leave anything out. Narrate to make us forget this time, leave us at once upon a time. It was the voice of Suad Massi and a song called The Storyteller, following on from Louis Kellen and The Ship in Distress. Suad Massi is at the Barbican in London this coming Saturday with Rashid Taha at the start of the Shabak Festival of Arab Art and Culture. Now, a couple of years ago, I brought together the Weekend Guitar Trio from Estonia, the singer Toya Wilcox and Norwegian live sampling guru Jan Bang for an Estonian festival at King's Place in London. Well, they've just brought out a recording of that concert. And from that, this is a track called How a Group is Born. Thank you.
Can he remember what he said to me? The words they echo. As I look to the skyline, there's a whole new sensation coming. Time stops all the clock. The hour sinks and the day sighs. We run and we spin, taken it in. Why must this moment fly away? Thank you.
The song was called Last Night I Bought You a Headscarf. That was Romanian singer Oana Catalina Chitsu from her album, which pays tribute to the great Romanian singer Maria Tanase, born 100 years ago this year. And that followed the Weekend guitar trio Toya Wilcox and Jan Bang from their album Live at King's Place. I've been looking out your various suggestions for versions of the song Wayfaring Stranger. Andrew Niven has emailed me saying you may want to check out the version recorded by the 60s psych band H.P. Lovecraft from the album Sailing on a White Ship, a classic of its genre and era, in my view. H.P. Lovecraft's 60s interpretation of Wayfaring Stranger. Thanks to Andrew Niven for that one. Great suggestions from you. Do keep them coming. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The great Indian Drupad singer Wasifuddin Dagar next in the gentle and elegant Rag Bengal Bhairav. The bride expresses her joy that through God she's found the husband of her dreams.
Yeah. cakes and black cocaine. No one holds a match to your skin. Jesse, are you listening? It casts its ruins and shadows on the Memphis moonlight. Jesse, are you listening? Sparrows in the sky, put yourself in my shoes. A kiss, wet muzzle, a clouded eye. No stars to flush it out. Famine is a tall, tall town, a building left in the night. Jesse, are you listening? It casts its ruins and shadows on the Memphis moonlight. Jesse, are you listening? In the dream, I am crawling around on my hands and knees, smoothing out the prairie. All the dents and the gouges and the winds dying down. I lower my head, press my ear to the prairie. Alive, I'm the only one left alive. 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 I'm the only one left alive.
Bill Bruford and Some Other Time from his album If Summer Had Its Ghosts. Scott Walker and Jesse's song. In times of loneliness and despair, says Scott on the sleeve notes, Elvis Presley would talk to his stillborn twin brother. Beethoven String Quartet, Opus 135, the third movement, played by the Quartetto Italiano. And first of all there, a gentle and elegant bride song sung by Wasifuddin Dagar, the Rag Bengal Bhairav. In 1963, the blues legend Sonny Boy Williamson joined a relatively unknown young band from South London for a recording session, having been impressed by their playing in the back room of a London pub. The band went on to fame as the Yardbirds, and this track also features a guitarist who is to find even greater fame, Eric Clapton.
I'm trying to get along with you. Take it easy, baby. I'm trying to get along with you. Just don't lie to me, woman, and I won't lie to you. I life you're living is too fast. I'm afraid something might bad happen every time you get out of my business, God. All this thing I worry about you. Take it easy, baby. That's all I want you to do. Cause I'm so afraid, baby, something bad might happen to you.
Keep it
Linda Calladal and Ikoe Mori, a piece they wrote together called I Was Informed to Dance Like Lovers. And before that, Sonny Boy Williamson with the Yardbirds and one Eric Clapton recorded in 1963. And by the way, Ikoe Mori is with Steve Noble at Cafe Otto in London this coming Saturday. Now, you probably know the story of Gavin Bryars' piece Jesus' Blood. He was working on a film in London in 1971 about people living rough and recorded lots of people singing. This particular song didn't make it into the film, but Gavin found that it was in tune with his piano. He improvised a simple accompaniment and made a loop. He took it along to the fine art department at the University of Leicester where he was working, putting it onto a longer tape reel, thinking to add an orchestral accompaniment. Leaving it playing in his office, he came back to discover a crowd of people listening, deeply moved. Well, I'm going to end with part of Jesus' Blood tonight. And first, another track from the John Tavener album I'm featuring throughout this week. Sacred Music, performed by the Choir of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle, conducted by Christopher Robinson. This is Hymn for the Dormition of the Mother of God. Till tomorrow. Good night.
drug ever had.
Never found. Lord. Never found me yet. Never found me yet. Blood. Never found me yet. This can't be.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. For over 30 years, from the early 1780s onwards, if you'd mentioned the Barber of Seville to any opera goer throughout Europe, Paisiello would have been the composer to spring to mind. His opera was performed everywhere from St. Petersburg to Lisbon. But then, in 1816, Rossini came along and all that changed. Though not immediately, I have to say. The first night of what was to become Rossini's most popular opera was, in fact, a total disaster. As the original overture went astray, very economically, Rossini used one he'd already used for two earlier operas. The overture here from Günter Pichler, conducting the Symphony Orchestra of Slovenian Radio and Television.
Thank you.
The overture to Rossini's opera about comic capers in southern Spain, The Barber of Seville. The performers there, Günter Pichler, conducting the Symphony Orchestra of Slovenian Radio and Television. This concert, a recent one from Slovenia. Well, violinist Ols Cinzo joins them now at this concert for Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. And there are, of course, two of those. This isn't the famous E minor violin concerto, but a performance of Mendelssohn's youthful D minor violin concerto.